Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Happy Friday. Happy Father's Day. Mount Dadmore. Of sports. Who's on it?
Mount Dadmore of sports? Of sports.
You could take this a lot of directions.
Sports dads. Right?
So let me just throw out a name. Halliburton.
Okay. Yeah, sure. All right. I don't know that he's famous now. I don't know.
What's the ball first name? What's that guy's first name? You know, you got some crazy dads. You've got like a Ken Griffey Sr.
Yeah.
Who not only was, I believe, Ken Griffey Jr.'s father, but also hit a home run right next to him in the lineup for a game. That's pretty good.
That's probably a pretty tough score to beat.
You've got these dads that just have lots of success raising major league sports participants, you know, like
Keith Kachuk comes to mind.
I thought of him. Yes.
Brady and Matthew, I mean, those are two of the best play. You know, they're not superstars necessarily, but they're very, very important players to their teams.
And Matthew Tkachuk is pretty close to a superstar.
Yeah.
I think.
That's probably right. Yeah, Brady probably will get there if Ottawa gets good enough for him to get some attention in the playoffs. They're very similar players.
I'm missing out these finals. I watched the 10-minute Sportsnet montage this morning.
That game, last night was insane.
You didn't give up on it at any point?
No.
Edmonton scored early enough in the second keep it like realistic?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was funny, like almost on cue. Olchuk's like, you know, it seems insurmountable. This game seems, you know, so one-sided, especially off of the last game. But get a goal here, you know, find your way to one, get a power play, and you're in a one-goal game. Like, get a power play and convert, obviously, is what he meant. And, you know, I think it happened the opposite way. I think they got a power play goal to make it 3-1 and then got another one. And, yeah, it was on. And, yeah, to have – you know, two out of the last three games, right? It was game two that Corey Perry scored very late, like 19 seconds or something, or maybe even less than that. to tie game two. And then this game last night, Reinhardt, inside 20 seconds, scores to force overtime.
You know, I've just got to say it. Would you probably hear people say how the team that scores that late goal has the momentum?
Sure.
They lost both games, right?
Yeah, that's right.
They lost both games. At home.
The team that scored that goal to tie it and force overtime has lost those two games.
Yeah. If I'm a Florida Panthers fan, the Reinhardt goal for 4-4 last night, I'm like climbing on people. I'm just sort of the Dumont, the game in Sabres history for this, me in the crowd reacting like uncontrollably, is Dumont's goal in game three against the Senators in 2006 in overtime. Like, completely unexpected goal. It's just like a flip from top of the circle, deflects, you know, flutters, knuckleball, and it goes in. It should have gone on top of the net or been saved, but it actually just sort of tucks under the bar into the net. And I just completely lost it. Grabbed my wife around the waist, picked her up. I think it's the only time I've ever literally picked her up off the ground. She screams, "Put me down!" So that was the end of that. It's never happened again. It's that I think the Reinhardt goal does it. And don't you go into the concourse with your friends to congregate and then intermittent. Like, it's over.
Right.
And it wasn't.
No.
Guess what?
Right.
It doesn't really work like that. It seems like it should, but it doesn't really work like
that. So it's just so much going on here. Like the goalie switch after the first period. We had a lot of drama with the goalie switch the previous round against Edmonton with Dallas, but they do it. This Picard, has he not lost in the playoffs? He came in for Skinner and then got hurt, and that's why Skinner got back in, and then Skinner started playing well. And then Picard got healthy and hasn't had to go back in, but he did last night, and he was great.
What do they do now?
Pickard. I said Picard. It's so hard to not use the Star Wars guy's pronunciation, but it's Pickard.
Okay.
I think they got to ride him. I mean, he made a save on Bennett in overtime that it hit the crossbar, but he got a piece of it. That was just a super clean look, and that guy's just scoring like crazy in the postseason here, including in this series. And yeah, he was really, really great. It took until the final, 20 seconds of regulation for them to beat him. So I would be stunned if they went back to Skinner.
That was a tough one, not on the goalie, I mean, but like it when you have a son or daughter playing hockey. Maybe this doesn't always apply, but it's certainly me. Now I see a goal, and I'm thinking of it in terms of like what I would tell my daughter, that she would never listen to me, but what I would tell her to do on a play. Like Reinhardt there, it's a pass. Is it Barkov? It's a pass to Barkov, and it bounces back to him. Like it doesn't even get to – it's either bounces off Barkov or someone else, and it comes back to Reinhardt, who's almost on the goal line.
Yeah.
But he is able to get so low and doing it. I'm doing it for you here, Twitch fam. He gets so low. He's good that he's right-handed.
Yeah.
But he's able to turn the hip, open the hips, and get low enough with his left leg, and he gets enough on that shot to score.
Yeah, barely enough, because that puck is rolling. He doesn't really get it clean. It sort of wobbled. Or maybe that's the slow motion replay doing that to me. But I didn't feel like he just, it was one of those, I got to shoot this now. There's no time to settle it down.
No, right.
Just hit.
And he's right.
Yeah.
His instinct is correct.
It worked. I mean, really, the hardness of the shot didn't matter. It was mostly the openings there, just get it there. And credit to him, man. He pulled it off.
You know, speaking of that series, 2 days ago, you were talking about Bryson DeChambeau over to golf for a second. Mm-hmm. I'll bring it back to hockey. I've done this a long time. So you were talking about Bryson DeChambeau and how he bothers you aesthetically.
Right.
Like he's a robot or he's just like stiff and you don't really, you think he maybe went to charm school and he's not genuine, all these different things. But specifically about his golf swing mm-hmm. and his style. So I appreciate that point. I like sports like that. I mentioned Federer for this when you brought up DeChambeau. Because Federer, maybe I think quintessentially in any sport, is somebody who was like way up here in terms of like, not the critics, it's not like that, but he was super popular. What did he have over other guys who ended up winning more slams than he did? He was beautiful.
Yeah, he didn't just rely on raw power.
Oh, I mean,
you mentioned Djokovic when talking about this the other day, and it's not entirely apples and apples, but it works enough. Like, I think Djokovic was just big, strong. He's going to overpower you. That's his secret, his superpower is I'm going to overpower you, and Federer was more like, he, you know, not that he didn't have power in his game, but it was just more subtle, and that usually appeals to the traditionalist, I think.
Well, I would say, just was more like creative or like just sort of talented in a way that it would be maybe a shot you didn't think was possible, or just, you know, things like that. And just a beautiful player. Djokovic, in that case, I would say just more kind of like perfect out of a book, you know, just how they would teach you to play. But, you know, Federer just sort of is in his own tier for this. I'm watching, all I'm saying by mentioning him is, like, I appreciate this point and how it can really matter. Not that it would be a straight line. You might see, you know, artistry or whatever, style in a player that I don't. But I like the idea of it. I'm trying, and I can't get to a point with DeChambeau where I sort of am bothered. Like, I'm sort of looking for it now. I'm looking to be like, oh, this guy is too stiff or whatever. And I'm not really seeing it. Hmm. So to bring it back to hockey, now we're all over the road. Draisaitl is what? Because I don't mean, like, I'm not going to, like, use the winning goal, one goal, as an example of anything. Because that's just sort of I'll just try to pass it to Perry. What else am I going to do here?
One-handed, and it goes off the defenseman's shin pad, and
Which is like a smart play. He has nothing else to do there.
Right.
But is he – what is he? Because McDavid, we're always talking about McDavid. I think McDavid is both. He's amazing in the one way, but he's also so big and fast that it maybe could distract you from how –
skillful and beautiful he can be.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it, maybe. There is a power element to his game along with the skill and the speed that I think, but really the power largely comes from the speed. I think in a way, if that makes sense. Like, I just think he's so hard to handle, but unlike, say, a smaller guy who could maybe skate that well, if you can catch him, he's not that easy to knock off the puck anyways, because he is a pretty solidly built guy. Draisaitl reminds me of, like, Jágr, Lemieux, like big guys that have all that skill and talent. He is not, for his size, like, I wouldn't say, a traditional power forward necessarily. There's more finesse in his game than that. Like, you think of power forward, like Lindros comes to mind. And Draisaitl's got more subtlety, I think, than that. But he's that body type. I mean, he's a big, thick load to handle. And he moves around the ice really well for a guy. I mean, not like McDavid, but for a man his size, he is hard to handle. So, I don't know. I don't feel like there's – if we're working toward a – is he – you know, leaning toward DeChambeau, like in a brute force kind of way, I wouldn't be able to get there. But he does remind me of big, talented, you know, big, talented guys they don't grow on trees.
I wouldn't think you'd put him, and I didn't want to imply that he would be the DeChambeau end of the spectrum. I just want to know, like, from you, where he is on the spectrum. Whoever is the other end of it, these days in the NHL, and I don't even know who that is. I mean, the very best players in this league right now are insane in how they're kind of like, they do everything. They're big enough. What's McKinnon, right? Like, he is big, but he's super skilled and fast and, like, good luck. And there are a pretty good number of guys like that right now in the league. We've gotten to that point. I don't know, like, the end of that, the other end of that spectrum would be somebody that maybe isn't as big or strong, but you can't, who is it? Like, you can't really handle them anyway. Everybody's big now. The best players.
I'm lost trying to think of, like, the star player.
How big is Crosby? 6 foot?
5'11", 6 foot. Yeah, maybe 6'1". But yeah, I think 6 foot. But
and, you know, he's 20 years in, so it's not him.
Right.
Somebody like
you know,
that.
You know who you need? Well, for this, the guy needs to hit. But Bedard could be this because Bedard is not a big, thick person. I mean, he may maybe he'll mature and put on some weight. That can happen because he, you know, obviously he showed up as an 18-year-old and went right into the league. But he's not a big guy. He's a pretty slight build.
Okay.
So that, but you know, there's a ways to go before he can be considered, you know, a superstar. Like he's I think is a superstar in waiting. Get him some more talent. Get the team good, and maybe we'll see 100 points. But we're that's not. I'm not assuming that's going to happen. I mean, I think he's already on track to be at least a very good player, but will he ascend to, you know, what he was expected to be? I think the jury is still kind of out on that, I would say. But that's the first guy that came to mind. And I don't know, like other star players that are like not 6'2". You know?
I mean, right. It's hard, I think. I think you'd have a better chance of coming up with these names than I would anymore, but I don't know who they are. Matthews is big. I mean, like
right.
Eichel. Right. Who are the guys that for so long, maybe this was like we did this in Buffalo, and it's a long time since anyway, but like the idea that you didn't have to be the Briere example, as long ago as that is. You didn't have to be so big to like handle yourself in the league to make it,
yeah.
Even as a star,
I think we've Kane. I think we've ridden through already. Just in man, even within the last few years, you know, the Sabres are drafting all these little guys, right? Savoy and Kulik and you know, little relative
Benson,
right? But they're not right. They've got the kind of the market cornered on 5'11", 185, and even under in the case of Benson, right? And I didn't really mind that when they started doing that. Like, don't be afraid. Like Cole Caulfield, right? Nobody wanted to touch him, and he's an excellent player. You know, little Suzuki's not a big guy. Like two Montreal Canadiens that come to mind right away, and like that can work. But what we've seen, like almost maybe halfway through the cycle of the Sabres drafting that type of guy, Florida showed up playing the way they play, and the league, I think, has gone more toward, you know, sure, like the little guys can apply now. I think like Caulfield is a cautionary tale. Like, don't sleep on a guy who's got elite traits just because he's 5'9". You could get burned. But you almost need to have 6'2", 210 in your lineup frequently to compete now because it's become, while it's faster and I think there's more talent than ever, I mean, the league just keeps the talent just keeps coming. And each generation just sort of builds on what the players are capable of, what they're willing to try, what they've practiced doing, and all of it, right? Just the specific coaching about skating and edge work and all this stuff. You're just getting bigger and better guys, but the bigger is becoming more important than it was, I would say, even 5 years ago. Like, bigger matters now. In the West, really,
Rantanen.
That's it. I mean, you better be able to play that game. And Edmonton figured out how to do enough of it that they got here, and they came through pretty clean after a rough start to the playoffs. So you need to have the mix more now than I think I felt like you did a few years ago.
Well, this is an area for the Sabres to, you know.
Yeah.
Care about.
Definitely.
Which means it's another sort of thing that I always wanted to not care about that maybe now I should, just like having somebody in a senior advisory role that is supposed to be somebody that can an extra set of eyeballs, experience, credibility, all that stuff. Like, you really don't need that. The Sabres had, I think, sunk so low. Well, they had for me sunk so low that I became, all right, well, fine. I'll capitulate on this. I think it's maybe that bad now where they need somebody like that, and they maybe went halfway with Kekalainen. Maybe they went halfway.
Yeah.
He's not going to be over Adams, but at least there's somebody else in the organization that, you know, can give them some credibility. Now I need to get bigger. Now it's 1995.
Right.
And Jeff Legwald is writing about how the Sabres look like school children compared to the Flyers.
Right.
Are we kind of there? I mean, Thompson is huge.
Thompson is big, and, you know, But yeah, you don't. And it, but he's not either a powerful.
No, he's not
at his size.
Going through you.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, it changes and it can change fast. Like I said, like I did not. It has proved to be wrong, but I was not one who was objecting. In fact, I think as recently as 5 years ago, like I don't want to be too hard on myself here. I think I thought I maybe even said it a couple times when talking about the women's game that with the way the hitting is like what I was experiencing, even watching junior hockey, at least the junior hockey that I was watching that my kid was playing in, it wasn't as physical as I expected it to be. It was everyone was trying to play the skill game, the speed game, the puck possession game. It wasn't about blasting people through the boards or big open ice checks. It was just get the puck, hang on to the puck. Can you do things with the puck? And can you get it back when you don't have it? That was and I thought, man, we could be on a timeline where eventually, yeah, the men's game is always going to, the men are going to be bigger, they're stronger, they'll be a little faster, but I wonder if the games will be that different looking. Because if the physicality keeps eroding in the men's game, it might end up, you know, looking, and we have turned a hard U-turn on that. To me, like, I regret ever thinking that. I liked sitting with it and contemplating it, but boy, was I wrong. Because the NHL, anyway, I haven't seen junior hockey since someone stopped playing, really up close anyway. The NHL has gotten much more physical in the last few years.
Well, here's a big take from me. It's an incredible series. It helps that it's a rematch, I think. I mean, it would be great anyway, but it feels almost like a continuation of last year, and it really couldn't be much better. Comebacks and, you know, goals. Florida has had, I think I saw, two or more goals in the first period of every game, which is a first in the history of the finals through four games. Does that sound right? Two or more in every game? Three last night?
Yeah, I sure. That sounds like it could be right. I haven't tracked that. I've been meaning to, and I have not gotten to it today yet. I saw a tweet last night that indicated, it was from Richard Deitch, who covers sports and media and has for many, many, many years. And he was making a point about how this series has been great, but it should be on network TV. TNT. Yeah, right. I mean, and he said in the course of that the ratings are really bad in the United States. And when I saw that, the first thought I had was, is that why I haven't seen any news about the ratings? Because when they're good, right? When it's historic, Four Nations Face Off, like the minute that information is available, that is on your Twitter feed. You are going to know, like, whatever home number of homes, whatever. It's just look at us, we're doing great. And I haven't seen one bit of information. I haven't gone looking for it, but usually it comes to me. I haven't seen one single bit of information about the ratings for these finals or even the playoffs overall. And now I want to go find it because I'm sure it's out there, but it just isn't being promoted. Maybe, perhaps, if Deitch is right, because it's really bad. Like, I think he used the phrasing historically bad.
Well, I don't know, like he would, how many providers don't have TNT. Because that's me. Like I'm paying $80 a month or so for Fubo for the bulk of my channels, and this is not among them.
Right.
So I can't watch it unless I subscribe to something else, which I just refuse to do at this point in my life. I'm just so drowning in these services constantly that I'm done. I mean, you could put curling. Well, that's actually not true.
you would pay for a curling.
I would buy any sort of service that had curling on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just like not. I'm questioning it, though, because last night I felt pretty lonely about it.
Yeah.
Last night I wanted to be there, especially when it went to overtime. Like, I was drafting, of course, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like you at all.
11 o'clock, and I looked at my phone, like 4-4. I thought it was over.
Right.
So then I wanted to turn it on, but couldn't. So I do feel a little bit left out.
Well,
but it's almost unavoidable.
Right.
I mean, how do you not say notice to one of them?
Right. Well, if this reporter is correct about what he's right, then maybe you have a lot of company. And I think that's really too bad because the series, I thought that this playoffs, you know, I don't want to say regardless of who the teams were, but it's McDavid and Four Nations Faceoff, right? All the hubbub about that and the rating success that was, like, okay, well, the casuals are going to be here for the Stanley Cup Final. It's McDavid against the guy that fought the guy. All right, forget about the markets. It's just we know who these people are now, and the casuals are going to be sucked in, and it just doesn't seem like it's happening.
That might be the cause. I don't know. Thanks for being with us today. Again, that was Mount Dadmore.
Mount Dadmore. All right.
We will talk to Sam Panayotovich next. Scott Barrett, Fantasy Points, will join us to talk about the Bills' skill position players and more around the NFL. And then later, again today, Brian Koziol on the U.S. Open. -4 is still the lead, as it was when we talked last yesterday. Next with Sammy P, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Clock calls it. Clock side pass. Right side. Puts it in. Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. 2 games apiece.
Kenny Albert with quote TNT. I watched the highlights this morning on YouTube from Chris Cuthbert. Two greats. I'm very tough on announcers, but I think both those guys are among the very best.
I agree. Albert has really grown on me, and so much so that I prefer the TNT broadcast mostly entirely because of him and Brian Boucher between the benches. I don't like Olchek very much as an analyst because it's always blue paint and throw it at the net mostly from him, and criticizing anybody who tries to make a play ever. And then saying, wow, what a great play, when they actually try to make a play and it works, just doesn't work. Anyway.
Sammy P is listening. This is a horse guy.
Oh, right.
Friend of the show, I believe.
I don't want to cross Sam. That's for sure.
Sam Panayotovich with us on the Wester Hotline, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to catch Sam's show with Joe Ostrowski, who's on vacation this week, 9 to noon weekdays on the newly rebranded BetMGM Network. Is it still newly? That's what I've got here. I'm not sure how new it is, but that's where you can find it, on the Odyssey app. Sam, how are you?
I think you need to just ask for a new copy, Mike.
I don't know if they even are tracking this anymore. Like, I think we have a special arrangement.
Yeah, we're just hanging out with you. I don't even know.
Do they know that you're on with us every week? They should. Hopefully they do, maybe.
Sometimes they retweet that I'm going on, which is nice. It's like once every fifth Friday I get a nice little post. Bulldog, wait till I tell Eddie that you've been bashing him. He's not going to be happy.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I'll just have to live with that.
I tried to head him off.
I will take whatever comes.
It's okay. This is a bad time to be a football is king person. I mean, good grief, guys. You played the hockey highlight. We got NBA finals tonight. I'm watching the best golfers in the world absolutely stink on television. Paul Skeens is about to throw a three-hitter.
And not going to win, probably?
Yeah, I saw that this morning. His ERA last seven starts 1.12, and he's got one win over that span.
At the Cubs. Let's start with the Stanley Cup. So Edmonton, I looked a couple of hours ago, a very slight favorite in what is now a best of three and with home ice. Sam Bennett is the Conn Smythe favorite by a little bit, and I think that's what? Because McDavid and Draisaitl have each other. But Sam, do you agree? No way Bennett wins. For as many goals as he scored, no way Bennett wins if Florida loses.
100%.
I would never say no way, given what happened last year. I know McDavid was the best player in the playoffs, but I don't know how to peg the voters in this situation. Like, I don't know what they're going to think, right? We're handicapping people, and voters can be swayed very easily. It really depends on what happens in Game 5. Like, I think the best player in Game 5 of those three, Bennett, Draisaitl, McDavid, could be the winner. It could be that simple. Marchand floated up to 14. Marchand has been awesome, but he hasn't been playing at a level like Bennett, Draisaitl, right, and McDavid. They're basically guessing, guys.
Yeah.
And the only reason Bennett's favored is because there's this fundamental power rating respect for the Panthers. Remember, the Panthers were favored to win the series before it started. So there's always sort of been that built-in respect. And I think just going off the math, that's why you have to put Bennett at the top. And all he's doing is scoring goals and big goals. I have no idea who it's going to be, and honestly, neither do the books at this point.
Right. If Edmonton wins, the goalie is out because they've switched goalies twice now during these playoffs. And so, it was Skinner to start and then Pickard and then back to Skinner and now Pickard again. And I would expect him to start game five. Doesn't mean Skinner has to be done. You know, maybe game five doesn't start well and Skinner gets back in. Who knows? But either way, neither of those goalies for Edmonton is winning it. You know, if Skinner had stayed in for this entire series, then maybe he'd have had a look at it. If Edmonton would have won, but yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that. As it turns out,
You really, Bulldog, not to cut you off, but you're handicapping voters because everybody knows McDavid's the best player in hockey. Everybody knows that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you're going to have some voters that just go, well, McDavid deserves, it's a coronation for McDavid, and they're going to vote for McDavid. Dreisaitl has 4 game-winning goals in overtime in the playoffs. Who's more valuable than that? I mean, good grief.
Right.
And McDavid, as good as he's been and electric as he's been, he doesn't have a goal in the final. I know it's a whole postseason award, and he's got 6 apples. But I don't know that it gets more valuable than scoring 4 game-winning goals. Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you get away from the stats, you'd have to get really far into the weeds here, and I wouldn't expect the voters to necessarily do this. But if Florida were to win and McDavid has the series, he continues to have the series he's had so far, Barkov would be a guy. Because, like, that's why McDavid isn't scoring. it's Barkov. Like, that has been there. Like, he and Reinhardt scored the last two games now, but he hadn't scored in a while, and it's because they've just been concentrating, I think, on playing defense and doing it really well.
I think my choice is easily Draisaitl here. I mean, they're favored in game five. Sam, you're talking, like, who wins game five? I think he's easily my choice. Everything that's been said. Barkov is interesting. He's got to have pretty good odds.
I would think it's pretty long at this point because he's not scoring, and that's usually what pushes you to the forefront of something like this.
Barkov is 60 right now, 60-1.
No, that's a number. You're right. Absolutely right, Sam. Lots going on. It's all very interesting. We're talking about MVP of the playoffs, essentially, the Conn Smythe. Have you thought much, probably yes, about NFL MVP this year?
Oh, buddy, I'm so far behind on NFL, but I can pull the odds up right now. I mean, it's just a matter of looking at the odds.
We have spent some time on it, and Bulldog and I kind of agree that Mahomes is maybe interesting there. Jackson, Allen, Mahomes are bunched together near the top, and you have Burrow and other guys farther down that are live for it. But last year is a lesson in this. Other recent years, too, like the legacy aspect. I wonder, with Allen winning now, with Jackson winning twice, if voters, right, you're talking about handicapping the people who vote as early as it, I mean, well before the season's even started. I wonder if Mahomes, if they all have kind of the same year, Kansas City, I mean, they won 15 games, where he might be the best value of the three. Do you have a thought on that?
My initial thought looking at this market, I mean, we've talked about it on the show, but we haven't exactly drilled down on it. My initial thought as a kid from Chicago, I just laughed that Caleb Williams is 25-1. That's hysterical. Oh, my God. They just bet every year. I remember one year Trubisky was 40-1. Justin Fields was 20-1. They do it, guys. They do it every year. Bears fans are lunatics. Caleb Williams is 20-1 to win the MVP. I'm laughing because I saw a highlight the other day where the head coach Ben Johnson's like, yeah, we're learning how to break the huddle, and we're making sure Caleb's left foot is in front. Now I'm like, oh, my God, this could have been so bad last year, right? So that's my first reaction in the market. 20-1 on Caleb Williams is laughable. The Burrow numbers last year were MVP good. The issue is that the defense was horrible, and, you know, they lost a lot of games where they usually would win when you score 30, 35 points. Burrow gets the respect more than anybody. I mean, he's sitting right there, 556-1. Of the favorites, I kind of like him because I think numbers-wise he's going to be there. But, you know, last year you guys, we were talking about Lamar and Mahomes, and the Chiefs were 12-1 or whatever, and Mahomes wasn't really that great. So you always have that faction of people, well, he's 12-1, he's the MVP. Not really. It should be about the best player and who's the most valuable. And, you know, last year I thought it was Lamar and Burrow. I didn't think it was Mahomes. But that said, I don't want to face Mahomes in the playoffs. It's a different conversation, right?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the way that we're thinking about it, I think, if I can speak for Mike on this, it is sort of playing the voters, right? Like, the way you're describing it is how it should be done, but I think the previous season or seasons sort of play into it. And Mahomes has been, even though he had a down year last year and hasn't won it in 2 years running now, or I don't even know if it's longer than that.
He
won 3 years ago. If he's still perceived as the best and has a year that's, you know, I don't think he needs to throw for 5,000 yards, although that would help, but has a great year and, you know, the Chiefs don't win 15 games, but still they have a great year. I just think a lot of people will kind of swing back. Okay, Lamar had his turn. Josh had his turn. This guy's the best. Come on. What are we doing here? I think some voters will swing that way, I think.
I understand it. I tell you what, though, if you were having this conversation with my buddies that bet in Vegas for a living, they'd laugh at you for taking anybody shy of 30-1. And that's how they think. Like these, but these are the same guys that are betting golfers at 80 and 90-1 and not betting Scottie Scheffler. They don't bet the short guys. If anything, they wait for the Bengals to start 1-2, like it feels like they do every year, and then they'll bet Burrow at 12-1. They're trying to get the best number at a specific time. And look, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but let me volley this name out there because there's a price on him. This player I see at BetMGM is 66-1. We don't know a lot about him, and he's young. But if this thing takes off down there with the talent around him and the offensive line and the play calling, Michael Penix is 75-1 to win the MVP. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if the Falcons can finally – they've had the most talented team in the division for 3 years, but they've had bad quarterbacks and moron coaches. If they've fixed that and they have the coach and they have the quarterback and the Falcons go 13-4 in a weak division and he throws 40 touchdowns, I mean, it's not impossible.
Yeah.
That's how the guys that do it in Vegas think.
Right. One more for you on this. Where is Prescott?
So MGM's got him at 40-1. I'm going to pull up the other prices as I'm talking because, you know, there's a different number at most books. But let's call it 40 or 50-1 right now. There's another team. Yeah, he's as low as 30. So 30-1, 40, 40, 45. That's the range right now. Why would you bet the 30 when you could bet a 45,
right,
dummy? People do it all the time. Why do I need more than one book? Well, because there's a 30 here.
That's a big difference.
45 there. I guess you're, Bulldog, are you alluding to a Cowboys division title, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, well, few things. Every time we talk about either the Cowboys or the Eagles or even Washington, I suppose, Michael point out that it's been how many years since a team has won that division back-to-back?
It's 22.
22, it's maybe. So that right there, there's, okay, somebody else should be live there. And, you know, they've got CeeDee Lamb, and they add George Pickens. And I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I know people are kind of, you know, laughing a bit at the coaching hire to an extent. But Prescott, when the Cowboys came here season before last, he had been, I don't know if he was the favorite at any point, but he was right up there. And they just kind of wimped out at the end, and that wilted, and he's sort of been an afterthought since then. I don't know that he couldn't have a big year with those weapons.
Now you're thinking outside the box. Now you're thinking like a wise guy, Bulldog. You got to look down the board because there's a very good chance one of those big three quarterbacks is going to struggle, or at least record-wise look like he's struggling. I'll tell you what, if Penix falls out, you can kiss that 75-1 long gone
right,
by October 1st. So you really, if you're betting this market, you can kind of sit on the guys on top, see what happens early, because Mahomes isn't going to go from 6-1 to 2-1 after a couple of weeks, right? He's going to be right there in that 4-6 range. But if you can get the right guy at 45, 60, 80-1 and get him early before everybody else, that's when you put yourself in a good spot because you can start leveraging on other guys down the road.
Thanks for running with us on that. I mean, I think NFL MVP is fun 52 weeks a year. It's just always kind of cool to analyze that. Sam Pantiatovich with us. All right, back to what's current.
How do you mind how basketball? How interesting is it to you that Oklahoma City is still favored here, even though they're now down in the series?
I think this is one of the most mispriced teams of all time, and I'm not talking about Oklahoma City. I'm talking about Indiana. They were a dog in every game against Cleveland. They were dogs pretty much throughout the Knicks series. And then so far in the finals, they've been 10.5, 11.5, and 6-point dogs. And they've won two of those three. So maybe the odds makers are wrong, guys. Maybe. It's a possibility. I still think the Thunder win the series, but I noticed there's this lack of poise late in games. They should have won game one. They blew it. They could have won game three. Blew it. SGA's awesome. He's a great player. But they've never won it before, and they don't have any guys that have. So you look at that Pacer team, Siakam's got a ring. Miles Turner's a vet, knows what he's doing. Halliburton, people bash him all the time on ESPN. After every win, he's top 10. After every loss, he's not a top 10. It's ridiculous. But he plays inside the system. That is one of the most well-coached teams in the league. Carlisle is running circles around this guy, and he has not answered yet. He needs to go big. How did they get to 68 wins and the number one seed playing Holmgren and Hartenstein together, right? They did it all season, and it worked. And then in this series, he's going to adjust to Indiana. He's going to make the adjustment.
Yeah.
He's going to go smaller and play faster. What is he doing?
Well, I don't know about all season. Didn't Holmgren miss like half the season?
Not this season. Half the season? No.
I thought I heard he missed 40-some games or something. during this series. Maybe I'm thinking of a different, wrong guy. So I'm sorry to muddy the waters here, but I thought that was what I had heard.
Well, you're right, 32 games. But like down the stretch, they played a lot of them together. Okay, so I was wrong about how much they play together. But that down the stretch, when they started rounding into form, they played a lot of them together. I watched it.
Yep.
And it was very difficult to work around them defensively. And then Hartenstein was averaging 11, 12 points a game in the regular season. And now he's not even playing. They're going more Cason Wallace and more Caruso. They're going smaller. I mean, that much is obvious. They're giving the minutes to guards. And they're down 2-1. So you do the math.
Do I sense a little hint of resignation in your voice when you say mispriced team? Because I think if I know you, it's too late to bet the Pacers.
You could have bet them at 5-1 before the series.
Right.
5-25, and now you're lucky to get 2-1. I mean, it's never a bad idea to make a winning bet, but I'm always price sensitive. I do think OKC is going to win tonight, and then it's going to probably shoot it back up to -500, and then you could pop the Pacers again.
Okay,
but no, I wouldn't take them at +190. I wouldn't.
How was Saratoga?
Oh, it was great. I only regret us not being inside the action. They had us on a mud hill around the first turn outside of the facility, and that's where we broadcasted. We got to bounce around and do a lot of cool stuff, but I wish the setting was just a little bit better, if that makes any sense.
Sure. A mud hill doesn't sound so great, I got to tell you.
Yeah, they gave us AirPods. I can't say it because I don't have them. I don't have AirPods. I'm like 70 years old. I dropped my AirPod. It fell out of my ear, landed in mud. And I looked at the lady on the crew, and I said, "What do you want me to do?" And she said, "Here, I'll dry it off." So that's sort of an idea of where we were sitting at Saratoga. Yeah, I Bulldog right in the mud, straight down into the mud, and I had it cleaned and then put it back in. But the energy is there. It reminds me a lot of a Wrigley Field, Joe Louis Arena vibes. You know, like the older stadium, the broad concourses, the popcorn smell.
Yes.
Second to none.
That's good.
At Saratoga.
Did you enjoy town? Did you have time to enjoy town?
We stayed in Albany, man.
Oh.
We will send you to Saratoga.
So no, then.
We will send you to Saratoga, but you have to wear a suit and work on a mud hill and stay in Albany. Who says no?
Right.
And I found out Wednesday morning that I was going.
Right. That's right. Last minute.
Right.
That's right. One more. And I had this for you last week, but it didn't come up. But you got back to it today. Jello shots and the College World Series. What do we need to know here?
Everything. The record from last year is 68,000. That's the record set by the LSU fans, which think about how many Jello shots that is, Bulldog. That's a lot. 68,888. That's the LSU record at Rocco's Bar in Omaha. So what they do is they take the final eight teams and they give every team a fridge. And there's a comp. So whichever school drinks the most wins the challenge. It's a $5 Jello shot. And there's an account you can follow on X, at CWS Shot Board. Current leader, I remind you, the College World Series just started today. LSU has already taken 943 Jello shots.
You want? I doubt you can bet the Jello shots, but it would correlate to, like, you know, you want your team to go all the way, so you're around the whole time.
No, man, it doesn't matter. The fans stay there the whole weekend. It doesn't matter.
Really?
It's usually the SEC fan bases that win. They're the rowdiest and oftentimes the youngest, and they also black out more than anybody. So that was not a surprise to see that LSU fans bought 68,000 Jello shots in 2023.
Over how many days?
A week?
Well, I mean, they play all weekend, and then I think they play in the next week. I don't have the schedule, right, but I know it's not 2 days. It's a longer trip.
But still.
That's a lot of Jello shots.
That is. That's just a lot of Jello. Forget about the alcohol. That's a lot of Jello.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think they're there.
That's the problem.
I don't know when the championship is, the actual College World Series, the final series. I think it's got to be next week.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ken, like, that's my guess, but it's a lot of shots, no matter how many days it is.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I don't need to get hung up on timelines here.
We will send you to the College World Series and afford you a fridge for Jell-O shots, but you have to stay in Albany. That's the problem. That's the one thing with that. Everywhere you go, you have to stay in Albany. Next week, I'll be in Albany, so you can ask me any questions you might have that you've probably already answered because you were just there.
Next time I'm staying in Buffalo and getting up really early and driving across.
Go to Saratoga.
Go for it.
Boston to Saratoga through Buffalo.
We'll help you through that. One. Yeah.
Very good, Sam. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, boys.
Sam Panayotovich from Bet Sweats, weekday mornings on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520. Scott Barrett coming up. Jell-O shots.
It's been a minute. For me, and by a minute I mean many decades.
What's the booze? Vodka?
I've never seen them prepared, and only a few times in my life have I been in a state of mind where the person, I'm in a place where a person would walk around with them in the first place. It's not the kind of thing that happens at the places, even when I was younger, that I hung out at. But if I am and I'm sideways enough, okay. Oh, sure. Here comes the lady with the test tubes. Sure. Right, yeah. They're smoking? Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll have some of those. Just not a frequent thing for me.
I think we probably had them at a couple of those rum parties.
Jell-O shots? Yeah, that makes sense. Somebody would have brought them, or somebody would have.
Somebody might have brought. I don't remember ever making them though, but
yeah,
that would have been a fit. Jell-O shot at a rum party.
Yes, I think so. Any place that you're encouraged to wear like a Hawaiian type shirt, Jello shots.
Got to get to Omaha, Nebraska, apparently.
Yeah.
Tristan Lawrence is the U.S. Open leader by three at the moment. A couple of bogeys for J.J. Spahn and Lawrence, a couple of birdies to get to minus six. Not sure I've ever heard of this guy before yesterday, but three-shot lead Friday at Oakmont. Next for us, Scott Barrett, Fantasy Points. We've talked to Scott a few times in the last year, two or three at least. Last summer, he was on with us and wasn't too optimistic, at least from a fantasy standpoint, if not overall, like a real-life one, about the Bills' offense. He sounded, the way I remember it, kind of the way I think and maybe we sound when it comes to like certain players and just like what the overall looks like, but what happened? I mean, 30 points a game, that debate again. We'll talk to Scott about last year or this year, what he might like more or less about the Bills and a couple of other interesting topics from around the NFL. Thanks for being with us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.